All right, I'm here with Macy Martin, who we last caught up with 2 years ago at CMA Fest when she was just 17 years old. First off, are you ready for another crazy week of CMA Fest, and what's your schedule like for the week?
Yes, CMA Fest is so much fun, and it's just, like earlier today I was talking with someone, and it's so insane how many people don't realize that CMA Fest is a thing, let alone that it's like this beautiful, ginormous creature that just truly takes over Nashville. And yeah, I'm very excited to be a part of it again another year.
And what's your schedule like?
My schedule is pretty breezy this year. You know, I've got a booth, and my booth this year is number 532. And so that's really exciting. This is my third year to have a booth. So I love that interaction with one-on-one with fans and getting that face-to-face just connection. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, after that, I've got a show on Saturday, and then it's just kind of easy breezy this year.
All right. Sounds good. All right, you recently released a new single titled Broke Down, which mm-hmm. our readers back home would be excited to hear that South Florida's own Brooke Eden helped co-write.
Yep.
Song is doing well on the Music Row breakout charts. How has the feedback been so far from the folks in country radio?
Yeah, the feedback has been insanely just amazing in the fact that, you know, I've been in this journey in Nashville since I was 14 years old, freshly 14. And so it's really cool. And my first release to radio was when I was 14. And so it's really neat how country radio has seen me grow up and kind of growing up with their arms. And so that's kind of the feedback that we're getting on this new single is, oh my gosh, we love it. Macy's growing up, you know, yeah. And it's just, it's very receptive. And I am totally thankful to have country radio support.
That's great. Is there a new album in the works to go with that single?
There is a lot of new material. Like the last year and a half, I've just been writing like crazy. Last week, before we started truly gearing up for CMA Fest, I met in the studio with my producer, Kent, to do pre-production and go through which songs we wanted to demo out and cut and which ones we just wanted to kind of stuff away in the file, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of songs. Just this last pre-production meeting that we just had, there were 40 songs that we went over. It was
Wow. Insane.
Yeah, and that's from the last 3 months.
Now,
it's been crazy.
40, how many did you have a hand in writing?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In our last interview, you expressed a love for traveling. Have you been anywhere exciting since then that really stands out?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to brag on Tennessee a little bit because we've had an apartment up here for 3 years, but I was always on and off living because I was still finishing out high school. And so I moved up here permanently at this time last year. And so after being here for a full year and really putting my roots down, I love to go hiking. And my dad, he's from the northern Ozark Mountains, so it's just very much like that is just where my heart lies in mountainous kind of regions. And so there's so many trails and different national state parks up here and state parks up here that I love to go hiking. And my soul just lies in these quiet woods, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my next question was going to be that, you know, you're originally from Texas. Or
yeah.
Where are you still commuting? But you just said that you have moved up here
yes.
full time now. So congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Every songwriter has their own unique style of taking a song from an idea to a finished product. What is your process like?
You know, it's different for each song.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, songs are like raising children. Each
yeah.
one almost has to be handled in a different way. And it is. It's like someone, especially as a writer, when you come up with ideas, it could be a phrase that's just used once in the song. It could be the hook. It could be a title that leads into the hook, or just even a concept, you know,
right.
that it's like, there's so many times that I've sat down with writers, and me, myself, and them as well, we've sat and tossed around ideas, and it's like, well, this sounds really cool, but I don't know what it would be about, like, have no clue, and you
yeah.
develop this and nurture this thing, and it's like raising a little kid.
Like 3 a.m, you suddenly wake up with an idea.
Oh, yeah.
You keep a pad by your
Oh,
bed
yeah,
you.
And they're driving all the time, and thank God for like Siri auto, you know,
yep.
Siri, take down this note, you
yeah.
know, and oh, yes,
yeah.
all the time. Because otherwise you will. 5 minutes later, it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Have you found any songwriting partners that you feel you work really well with and gravitate towards when looking to collaborate on a song?
Yes. This last year, I've written a lot with an independent writer named Bill DeLuigi. And I've written with Bill since, he was one of the first people that I ever wrote with in Nashville. Kent, my producer, connected us. And Bill has really taken me under his arm in this last year and introduced me to some bigger writers. And and that has just been such a blessing. Kirstie Manna, who was a writer, she did write Austin for Blake Shelton. Kirstie's like my aunt now, and yeah. I love writing with her. And then there's another artist, up-and-coming artist, Miss Heidi Ray, who's just amazing. When we all sit down together, it's insane what we come up with, and it flows so naturally. One day, we walked in, and no one had ideas. We just sat around for a couple minutes, spitting some stuff around, came up with this really simple idea, and wrote this song in 45 minutes. Quickest song I've ever written. Wow. And it was good. Yeah. You know, it was like, wow. And that's when you know you've got a good thing with people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is there a songwriter that you haven't written with yet that you'd love to collaborate with?
Of course. I'm sure there's plenty. So many.
Who would be your dream co-writer?
Shane McAnally. Because he's just amazing. But he truly is so gifted. But I just think it's so funny. There's so many connections. Like, he's from Texas, just so many connections. I could, like, list them all out. But I follow him on Instagram. This is so funny. Like, and I think everyone does. And he'll even tell people this. People follow him on Instagram because he's got these two adorable children.
Oh, yeah.
And they're hilarious. Like, I live to see posts about Dylan, his daughter, on his Instagram. It's just hilarious. Oh. She reminds me so much of my baby cousin.
Yeah. Okay. You did something really cool with a local hospital recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I'm friends with Ali DeBerry, who was a character on Ant Farm, a Disney Channel TV show a couple years back. And then Danielle Maltby, who was on this most recent season of The Bachelor. Okay. And so I think it was season 12. Don't quote me. Probably 21. I'm like doing dyslexia in my head. But really good friends with them. And so Macy's Toy Box, of course, is an organization that I started back way when I was in second grade, because I was an only child, had plenty of toys, and didn't want to just sell them in a garage sale, because who knows where they go to. Thanks to Toy Story, I was scared that a mean kid would get them. And so when my parents were just desperate to, you know, get rid of these toys. And so I, you know, bargained with them and said, fine, we will get rid of them, Mom and Dad, but we can't sell them. So they reached out to a couple different organizations in our community, and back in my hometown, which were our fire department, our police department. There was a Safe Home. And so we gave all those toys to those three different, you know, outlets.
Right.
And from there, the community really, really got behind it, and it just grew. And now 10 years later, it's something that I've carried throughout everything that I've done, because it's just so, it's so easy to do, and it's just so insane. It blows my mind still how a small inanimate stuffed toy object, how much it can truly impact a child and mean to them in comfort and when they're in need. So Danielle and them came with me to the hospital up here in Nashville, and we went around to rooms, and I sang to some of the kids wanted, you know, to hear the music, and we handed out Tubbles the teddy bear, which is part of Macy's Toy Box, and just had a blast. We all had so much fun doing that. But yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, and lastly, what would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned about the music business in the last 2 years since we last talked?
Yeah, so many lessons. You know, you just got to keep at it, always. And I'm going to say something that Kirstie told me, because at a point in my career where we're at and kind of like on a turning, you know, plane and stuff, it's so amazing. I'm going to say it again. It's so amazing when you have like so many good people around you, and when you know you've got a good thing with all these great people and these connections that you have. So Kirstie, not even like, it was on last Saturday, she told me, I don't even know what brought it up. Like, we weren't even, you know, deep into a deep discussion. She said, no matter what, you got to do what you believe and what you think and what you are setting your goals on. Who cares what everyone else says? You know, you just got to stick to that plane and that vision that you've got in focus. And it's so true. And I, you know, my parents are in construction, and a lot of members of my family have always owned their own businesses and have been independent business owners.
Right.
And so I've just always kind of grown up around that atmosphere of, you know, sticking to something and staying on charge and on top of what your goals and aspirations are, but also being responsible, and that any industry, especially the music industry, is a business. I think that's something that so many people don't realize, like, even if they're not walking into it, but just from a, you know, retrospect, like from a fan's point of view, you know, that, because it's entertainment, you know,
you are the CEO of your brand.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm the business, like, I'm the brand, you know, it's everything.
You're
and
the
so,
product and the
CEO. Right, yeah, isn't that crazy? And it, and that I think is cool too in the music industry, something, because that's rare, like, that an artist can be the CEO, the brand, the product, like everything all in one, in one industry. Like, that just blows my mind. And I just think it's so neat, especially in the multiple entertainment industries, but in Nashville, how welcoming the community is and how close-knit. Like, I've gone home and met people that know people in the industry that, like, I didn't know before when I, but they're from my hometown, and it's just, it's so small, this world, and it's so beautiful because everyone is truly family.
Right.
Which is very, very cool, because you don't always see that, like, in LA and New York.
Yeah. Much different world here than there.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for your time today,
and
I hope you have a successful week, and try to get some rest whenever you can.
Oh, you too.
All right, thank you.